with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in a major attack on Iran launched by Israel and the U.S. He called it the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. Key members of Congress want to restrain President Trump's military attack on Iran.
Democrats and some Republicans in Congress are demanding a vote on a war powers resolution that would require President Donald Trump to win the approval of Congress for any further action in Iran. The leader of the Senate's bipartisan effort, Democrat Tim Kaine of Virginia, says, has President Trump learned nothing from decades of U.S. meddling in Iran and forever wars in the Middle East? Republican Lindsey Graham is calling the strikes on Iran a historic operation and says, well done, Mr. President. Donna Warder, Washington.
More arrests over the Minnesota church protests that led to charges against Don Lemon.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official. I'm Jennifer King.
Should marijuana users be able to own guns? That's what's at issue in a case being argued before the Supreme Court on Monday. The case is recreating some unusual alliances. Gun control groups are aligned with the Trump administration. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is growing.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Commissioner Chair Vicky Hartzler says January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by the report of Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. Mobs of radical Hindus are also wielding allegations of forced conversion. This is SRN News. There has been a deadly transit crash in central Milan.
Milan's mayor, Beppe Sala, says one victim was aboard the tram and another was passing by. The mayor says the tram skipped a stop and was traveling at a higher rate of speed than would be expected. He says the driver has been hospitalized and an investigation is underway. Video by Sky TG24 shows the tram suddenly swerve at its switch track that is used by another tram line and go off its usual course and nearly flipped on its side before slamming to a stop. The number 9 tram runs through the busy heart of Milan, which is hosting seasonal fashion shows and preparations for the Paralympic Games. I'm Jennifer King.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is getting a facial. The Vatican Museums on Saturday unveiled how restorers are removing a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the fresco since its last major renovation 3 decades ago. More details at srnnews.com.